Alhamdulillah, as a Muslim, every person claims that he loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But what are the signs to look for in a person to actually prove that he really loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Subhanallah, Imam Qastalani rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned some signs, basically four of the signs of the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever adopts, you know, these signs or these qualities, he is called a true lover of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number one, iqtida. The greatest sign of love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to obey him, to act upon his sunnah, to follow his path, to seek guidance from his life, and to abide by his sharia. Subhanallah. Number two, be content with the sharia. One of the signs of loving Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that the one who claims the love should be content with the sharia of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and should not face any hardship in his nafs by the decision of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number three, to have the religion of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Another beautiful way of expressing your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to have the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how is that? That by your sayings, by the actions, and by defending the sharia of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And likewise, by following the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And number four, being patient on hardships. One of the signs of showing your love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also that one should remain patient in his hard times, in his hardships, because the lover gets a pleasure by this love that he forgets his hardships. Subhanallah. And so you must be drowned in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you shouldn't worry about any difficulty, any problem. Inshallah azza wa jal, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will remove all of your difficulties with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So if we have these qualities in us, then inshallah azza wa jal, we are truly calling ourselves the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But if we do not have these qualities, then now is the time. Think, ponder, change yourself, fill your heart with the love for our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.